Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Carrie.
In today's lesson, we're going to be talking about an old story from Greece. Do you know many of these stories, Carrie?
Yes, 其实我第一次读到的希腊神话故事就是今天的主题潘多拉的盒子哦。How about you, Pat?
One of my favorite stories is from that time. It's about the 12 tasks of a man called Heracles.He was the son of Zeus, the most important god. Heracles became a god himself, but he had to do 12 things to show that he deserved it.
Wow, 其实这也是我很喜欢的故事之一。之前迪士尼啊，还有把这个故事做成动画哦，那内容也是非常的惊险刺激，很值得大家一看的。
A lot of the tales involved killing big monsters. He had to kill a lot of them in his tasks. There are many monsters in Greek stories. And in fact, today's story is going to explain why.
Wow, 所以今天的希腊神话故事啊，就会告诉我们说为什么这么多故事中总会有怪物呢？答案就在今天的故事里头哦。
Okay, so let's start today's lesson and find out about the story.
Pandora's Box.
According to Greek mythology, all bad things came from Pandora's Box. The story of Pandora's Box started with Prometheus. He was a very smart and strong god. One day, he stole fire from the gods.And gave it to humans. The gods were angry because they did not want people to have the power of fire. So Zeus came up with a plan to punish Prometheus. He made Pandora from clay. He made her look beautiful and thought Prometheus would fall in love with her.Then, Pandora could control him. However, Zeus's plan failed.
Word power!
Smart. Smart.Isaac is very smart and got 100 on all of his tests. Isaac is very smart and got 100 on all of his tests. Fire. Fire. We camped and set a fire beside the river. We camped and set a fire beside the river.Punish, punish. The teacher punished the naughty kid by giving him extra homework. The teacher punished the naughty kid by giving him extra homework. Then, then. If you miss the train, then you'll have to take the bus.If you miss the train, then you'll have to take the bus.
Like we said in the introduction, today's lesson is about an old story from Greece. We call these stories myths, M-Y-T-H-S, myths. So the story of Heracles is a myth, and so are the stories about King Arthur in Britain.
古希腊故事里面我们常常说希腊神话神话的英文其实就是 myth 常用的是复数型要记得加 s 像刚刚 Pat 最喜欢的 Heracles 或者是 King Arthur 的故事呢我们都可以叫做是 myth 神话故事的一种但如果你看到单数的 myth M-Y-T-H 其实你也可以用它来形容比较虚构的事物例如说 something was a complete myth 你就可以解释它完全是捏造出来不是真的
The start of the article explains where today's story comes from. It says, according to Greek mythology, all bad things came from Pandora's box. Now, mythology, M-Y-T-H-O-L-O-G-Y, mythology is the name for a collection of myths, stories, from the same country. So, Greek mythology is myths from Greece, but there are others as well.
根据希腊神话的故事呢，所有不好的事情都是从潘多拉的盒子来的哦。这边我们看到 mythology 这个字翻作神话的意思，刚刚跟我们看到那个 myth 的字根是一样的，你只要加上 O-L-O-G-Y， 它就变成神话的统称或者是神话学的意思。
We also saw the phrase according to. This means as said or indicated by someone or something. For example,According to my university teacher, you should study your textbooks for 3 hours a day.
这边我们还看到一个片语 according to, 意思是根据、依据的意思。那常见的用法是 according to something 或者是 someone 代表依据某人或者是某事所说。刚刚 Pat 提到的例句就是说 according to my university teacher, 依我的大学老师所言，你要每天读三个小时的书哦。
So the article then begins the story. The story of Pandora's box started with Prometheus. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I do.、Mm-hmm. 那潘多拉的故事就要从普罗米修斯这个故事开始谈起咯。
The article explains, he was a very smart and strong god.、Mm. And if you are smart, S-M-A-R-T, smart, it means you are intelligent.Or able to learn and think quickly. I'm sure you know lots of smart people.
For example, Pat. 所以普罗米修斯是个非常聪明又强壮的神。Smart 最常见的意思就是精明的、聪明的意思，它是形容词。
So here's an example sentence. Isaac is very smart and got 100 on all of his tests. Isaac is very smart and got 100 on all of his tests.
太厉害了，例如说呢 ,Isaac 非常的聪明，所有的考试他都拿100分哦。
Prometheus was kind as well as smart, the article explains. One day, he stole fire from the gods and gave it to humans. So fire, F-I-R-E, fire is the flames, light and the heat, and often the smoke as well, that are produced when something burns.
所以呢，普罗米修斯他不仅聪明，他也很善良哦。有一次就是他从天神那里偷来了火焰，送给了我们人类。那 fire 指的就是火，生活中更常听到的可能像是 fire alarm， 就是火警啊。碰到火警的时候，我们要怎么办呢？一定要立刻通知消防局。消防局怎么说？就是 fire department 加上 department 就是消防局。那消防局通知之后会有打火救援来，那他们怎么说呢？就是 firefighter 打火的人就是消防员。这样有没有对 fire 这个字比较印象深刻了呢？
So here's a sentence with fire. We camped and set a fire beside the river. We camped and set a fire beside the river.
Camp 这个字呢是露营的意思， set a fire 是生火，所以这句话的意思是说我们在扎营之后在河边升起萤火来了。
It was nice of Prometheus to give people fire, but it got him in trouble.The article says the gods were angry because they did not want people to have the power of fire. I guess they thought fire was special and only the gods could have it.
I think so. 所以我们人类当然很感恩普罗米修斯赐给我们火咯，但这个举动却让他深陷大麻烦。这边我们看到 because 这个连接词，它是因为的意思，你不需要加逗号，可是可以连接前后两个句子。这边是说天神因为大怒，因为他不想让人类拥有火的力量。
Okay, so now Prometheus is in trouble. What's going to happen to him? The article says, so Zeus came up with a plan to punish Prometheus. If you punish, P-U-N-I-S-H, punish someone, you make them suffer because they have done something wrong or broken the law.So parents punish kids when they're bad, and teachers punish students when they are bad. You need to have punishments, because otherwise people will break the laws whenever they want.
And that's bad. 后来呢，天神宙斯就想出了一个计划，要来 punish 惩罚普罗米修斯。这边我们看到 come up with 是想出想到的一个意思。如果你说 one come up with a good idea， 代表你想到了一个好点子哦。那我们这边看到的单字 punish， 它是惩罚的意思，是一个动词。最常看到就是刚刚 Pat 听到的那些例子。
Here's an example sentence. The teacher punished the naughty kid by giving him extra homework. The teacher punished the naughty kid by giving him extra homework.
那这一句话的意思是说，老师 punish 惩罚 the naughty kid， 调皮的小孩的意思。By 就是透过什么样的方式，就是给他 extra 额外的回家功课。
So how did Zeus punish Prometheus?Let's find out. The article says he made Pandora from clay. Clay, C-L-A-Y, clay, is wet, sticky earth with small bits in it. People used it to make cups and plates in the old days.
所以宙斯怎么惩罚普罗米修斯的呢？就是说他用 clay 做出了潘朵拉。Clay 就是泥土，粘土。
We also saw the phrase make something from. If you make something from a material like wood, stone, or clay, you use that material to make something. Like someone made this ring from gold.
Oh, 所以我们看到 make something from 这个句子是说你用某种原料做出某种东西，例如说 wood 就是木头， stone 石头，或者是 clay 泥土。更详细的说法，我们就请英文快译通老师帮我们做解说。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah！
大家好，我是 Vincent， 欢迎收看英文快译通。中文的表达实在是非常的简洁有力。当我们要询问某样东西它的原料的时候呢，我们只要问说这个东西是用什么做的就好咯。但是英文可就不是这么简单的呢。让我们来看一下今天的文法重点吧。日常生活当中绝大多数的东西都不是原本就长这个样子的，而是由许多基础的原料或者是元素组合而成。因此当我们要表达什么物品是由什么原料组成的时候，必须厘清以下两个问题。第一，物品跟原料之间鸡生蛋蛋生鸡的逻辑关系。第二，我们能不能够从这个物品的本身去判断出它里面的原料是什么。举个例子， The baker made the bread from flour and eggs.The baker made the bread from flour and eggs. 面包师傅使用面粉和鸡蛋做出这一块面包。面包是成品，面粉和鸡蛋则是原料。所以原料要放在介系词 from 的后面，而面包这个成品呢，只要放在介系词 from 的前面。再来，我们并不能够从面包当中去看出面粉以及鸡蛋这两个原料，因此这个时候我们会使用介系词 from。同样的，在课文当中出现的句子 Zeus made Pandora from clay. Zeus made Pandora from clay. 宙斯使用他的神力将一块陶土变成美女潘朵拉。由于对我们一般人来说，我们没有办法想象美女潘朵拉这样的一个美女呢，她是从一块陶土当中变成的，所以这个时候我们要使用 from 这个介系词。另外一个状况呢，则是我们可以从成品去判断出它的原料，这个时候它的介系词就要使用out of. 例如 The carpenter made the pulpit out of wood. The carpenter made the pulpit out of wood. 这位木匠把木头刻成玩偶。在这里 wood 是原料，而要放在介系词的 out of 的后面，而 pulpit 则是成品，所以要放在 out of 的前面。再举个例子， The cook made this dish out of seafood. The cook made this dish out of seafood.因为我们可以从这道菜之中看到各式各样的海鲜，所以这个时候我们必须要使用 out of 而不是用 from。 然而要提醒各位同学们的是，一般母语人士的使用习惯当中会使用被动语态来表达这个概念，也就是说究竟是谁做出这个物品并不重要，重要的是这个物品当中的原料到底是什么。因此刚才在前两段当中所提到的两个句子可以分别把它改成 This bread is made from flour and eggsThis bread is made from flour and eggs. 以及 The pulpit is made out of wood. The pulpit is made out of wood. 学英文除了要重视语感之外呢，逻辑概念也是非常重要的哦。在中文里面可能只有一种的说法，但是在英文里面可就不止一种咯。英文快一通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
So, we have Pandora. Why did Zeus make her? The article says he made her look beautiful and thought Prometheus would fall in love with her. If you fall in love with someone, you start to really care about them.
所以为什么宙斯要做出潘朵拉呢？文章是说啊，宙斯把潘朵拉做成一个非常美丽的样子，想着说普罗米修斯会因此而爱上她。如果爱上某人，你可以说 fall in love with someone。
Well, so far, this doesn't sound like much of a punishment.
No, it doesn't.
But wait, there is more. Then Pandora could control him. Ah, so this is the real plan.We use the word then, T-H-E-N, then, when saying what the result of a situation or action will be.
所以为什么爱上美丽的女人会是惩罚呢？我们就看下去咯。这里我们看到 then, 它是那么或者是然后的意思。宙斯就可以透过潘朵拉来控制普罗米修斯，这个才是真正的计谋。那这边的 then 呢是副词的意思，然后你可以在使用的后面加上逗号，然后在最后带出叙述就可以了。
For example, if you miss the train, then you'll have to take the bus. If you miss the train, then you'll have to take the bus.
例如说，如果你错过了火车 then, 那么你就得搭巴士了。
This doesn't look so good for Prometheus, but as the article says, however, Zeus's plan failed.It didn't work.
Wow. 虽然看起来不太妙，但是哎呦，宙斯的计划并没有成功哦。
Well, that's all for this part of the story. We'll find out tomorrow why Zeus's plan failed and whether he made a new plan. We'll also find out about Pandora's box itself. Right now, it's time to end the lesson.
所以明天我们会一起来看看接下来宙斯又要玩什么把戏啦。我们也会看到潘朵拉的盒子哦。虽然很想看，但是只好耐着性子等下一集咯。
So, Carrie, why do you think Prometheus gave fire to humans?
我觉得因为火啊是一体两面的东西，所以说它可以创造也可以毁灭。那我觉得它可能是想要给人类一个考验吧。
I see. Well, actually, we were talking earlier about the different mythologies, the different stories, and in many of them, there's always someone who gets fire and gives it to humans. And...That person always gets punished.
Yes.
Oh dear. Okay, well, we'll find out more about that next time, but that's all for today. Join us again tomorrow for the next part of the story. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
I am interested in...
I am interested in...
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。大家平常喜欢做什么？有没有什么特别的兴趣呢？今天我们就要教大家一句很实用的句子，可以用来表示你的兴趣。I am interested in something. I am interested in something. 我对某件事情有兴趣。Be interested in, 后面加上名词就代表对某样东西很有兴趣。例如 I'm interested in art. I'm interested in art. 我对艺术很感兴趣。或者 I'm interested in fashion. I'm interested in fashion. 我对流行很感兴趣。除此之外 be interested in 后方也可以加上动名词表示很喜欢做某件事情。例如I'm interested in learning French. I'm interested in learning French. 我对学法文很有兴趣。I'm interested in reading novels. I'm interested in reading novels. 我很喜欢读小说。此外 ,interest 这个名词本身就是代表兴趣的意思。同学们应该都有填过一些自我介绍或者是问卷调查的表格。上面偶尔就会看到 interest 这一栏，就代表你的兴趣咯。后面都会有很多的选项让你选择。假设今天我说 My interests are watching TV and listening to music. 就代表我的兴趣是看电视跟听音乐。不知道各位同学的兴趣是什么呢？希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来。现在就让我们看看今天的例句。小聚会我们下次见咯。
I am interested in...
I am interested in... Pandora's box.
According to Greek mythology, all bad things came from Pandora's box. The story of Pandora's box started with Prometheus. He was a very smart...and strong god. One day, he stole fire from the gods and gave it to humans. The gods were angry because they did not want people to have the power of fire. So Zeus came up with a plan to punish Prometheus. He made Pandora from clay.He made her look beautiful and thought Prometheus would fall in love with her. Then, Pandora could control him. However, Zeus's plan failed.
Smart, smart.Isaac is very smart and got 100 on all of his tests. Isaac is very smart and got 100 on all of his tests. Fire. Fire. We camped and set a fire beside the river. We camped and set a fire beside the river.Punish, punish. The teacher punished the naughty kid by giving him extra homework. The teacher punished the naughty kid by giving him extra homework. Then, then. If you miss the train, then you'll have to take the bus.If you miss the train, then you'll have to take the bus.